All right, so just to finish up from yesterday, the last sheet over there, right? Whether you break up the musaf, do you break up the musaf or not? Do you do one of the kfasim in the morning and six in the evening, or six in the morning and one in the evening? But basically, the Gemara says it's the same logic, it's the same underlying principle. It's just a question of whether you're choshesh for the kohen gadol to lose his, the cautious kohen gadol, he's going to become weak. But anyway, so what is that? So it's a little bit confusing, right? Like I mentioned yesterday, our Gemara says it's the conflict of two psukim. And one pasuk says, Mavadal Saboker, like Rabbi Kiva. This is within Rabbi Kiva. This is a variation of Rabbi Kiva. And the other pasuk says, Yotzav Asos Olasov Olasam. Yeah. So that would, so Olasam is the problem. So Olasam is part of the Musaf. But if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi says, Vilma Posha, he says, Velo Ovid Luhu Achar Avodas Hayom, right, that what? We're worried. Make him do all six. Tell him to do six in the morning, because maybe he won't do it after Rosh Yom. If we leave off too many musafim after Rosh Yom, he might not do it. Ulamai dechayash tadomo cholish like lamecha shelgav Rosh Yom zarezu umachlef koach. So, and you were worried if we tell him to do six, he'll become weak and he won't finish the Avodah Zayom. No, the coin is Zaris, he's going to get a second win. That's Machlef Koach, right? He's going to get a second win. The Kulu Musafin Lo Avid. Now, why can't he just do all seven Musafin right in the morning? Right? Why not? The Torah's Kohanim Kodim. Because the Parsha of Avodah Zayom is first. The Tzarech L'Kayim Zu V'Zu. He has to do kind of both. What's both? Seder HaKosuv U'Midrashei HaMikraos. See that, Rashi? Can I see where I am? On the Ayin of Viz? The Rashi of Dilma Pasha. So the Rashi of Dilma Pasha implies, seems to be a different reason from our Gemara. Seems to be a different Svara. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah is bothered by. Rosh Hashanah says, and Tosis also has that Svara. So the Rosh Hashanah says, Rashi and Tosis seems like they have different gears. But what's the Svara? What's the Svara? To be Mekayim both. The Svara is to be Mekayim both. To be Mekayim, the Vadal, the Boker, Shiloh, the Kohen. And the order of the Psukim. The order of the Parshios. So you want to have some of the Koranos of the Musaf in the morning and some later in the day. But what kind of an idea is this? So it seems to me that the Svara over here is that you can learn like this. So they're learning that the Koranos of Avodah Zayom and Musafim really merge into one greater entity. And now, so if that's the case, you have to be Mekayim both now. Because really, it really agrees with Rabbi Eliezer in Svara. But you don't, the Talmud, that the Musaf is not just an extension of the Talmud. Okay? He's learning a different sheet. He's saying that let's just leave it like this, something to think about. That the Avodas Hayom and the Musaf merge into one. So therefore you have to Mekayim both. And so there's two ways of looking at it. First way was that they're separate. You gotta figure out the order of each. What's the order between the Musaf and the Avodas Hayom? Which one comes first? Musaf or Avodas Hayom? But according to this way of learning, that's not the question. They're really merged into one chefza. The question is, within this greater entity of the combined Musaf and Avodah Zayom, how do we order it? What is its order? Okay, so therefore you're going to read it together almost. You understand? terms of Eliezer was learning the Seder Parshios in terms of which is more important, Avoda or Musaf. So all the Avoda would come first, and the Musaf would be second. Because Avoda and Musaf are distinct entities, and you have to define which is the more primary of the Yom. But according to this way of looking at it, the Avoda and the Musaf don't remain distinct. They remain, they join together, one greater Seder. So that Seder is defined in two ways. It's defined by how it's read as one long entity, plus the drasha of Novatos of Odeshelos Shomit. So you have to be Mekayim both. Okay, but in other words, but theoretically the question is, according to the first way of learning, the Seder Hayom of Odesh Yom Kippurim and the Musaf are distinct. And the Machlokas about which one takes precedence. But according to this way of learning, then they don't remain distinct. They remain, they become one Seder Hayom, and you have to find its Seder. So if it's a question of its Seder, it could be that the Musaf is split up. Could be the Musaf. It doesn't make sense to split up the Musaf. The Musaf remains as one complete entity. Why would you split it up? But if you say it's all one entity of Avodas Hayom Musafim, so then you can say you can move part of it here, part of it. It's not a hefsek. There's no hefsek. It doesn't make sense to say that there should be a hefsek in the Musaf. But if you hold that it comes into one hefsek, then there's no hefsek. Now it's just a question of ordering it. All right, something else.